Hey folks, it's Ken here from This Show Is So Gay. If you've listened to our show before, you're probably noting, hey, this isn't how this ultra-entertaining show usually starts. And you're right, it's not. This week's show, recorded on April 29th, 2009, is an episode Becca and I are calling When Community Radio Attacks. We're a live show broadcasting on WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio, right here in Brattleboro, Vermont. And sometimes, well, sometimes stuff goes wrong. The technical problems that we had when we recorded the show are about 6 times more than indescribable. But although we considered for just a millisecond not podcasting this show, our guest, actress Kathy DeBono, just rocked, and we didn't want to lose that interview. So, the sound quality, particularly during the interview, is a bit off, and the entire intro has been lost to the gods of time, but we hope that you enjoy what little we present to you now. You're going to join the show in mid-progress. We just got finished telling you about the Matthew Shepard hate crimes bill that passed the U.S. House of Representatives this week by a vote of 249 to 175. But as you'll soon hear, not everyone living in that house was happy about it. Enjoy the rest of the show, and truly, thanks for your support.
Yeah, so huge, huge applause for the House of Representatives, except for one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Did you read this?
Oh, I did.
So, Virginia Fox.
With two X's.
She is foxy. Virginia Fox of North Carolina then went on the House floor during the debate, and she wanted to offer her 2 cents on the Matthew Shepard Hate Crime Act. And she said, quote, "The bill was named after a very unfortunate incident that happened where a young man was killed, but we know that that young man was killed in the commitment of robbery. It wasn't because he was gay. The bill was named for him. The hate crimes bill was named for him, but it's really a hoax." She used the word hoax.
With two X's?
No. That was funny. No, she didn't use two X's. She didn't write it out. She said it. And she said that it continues to be used as an excuse for passing these bills. She said this with Matthew Shepard's mother sitting there. I'm appalled.
I'm surprised she walked out of there. Really.
I am appalled. So, if she is your representative,
or if she's not.
No, I was just going to say I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
If she is your representative, I'm really, really sorry. And you probably should elect someone else because that was pretty insensitive. So that happened. Over in New Hampshire, but that's a huge story. We want to put that out
in
there.
New Hampshire, in New Hampshire we had mixed reviews this week.
What's the bad news?
That they failed to pass transgendered protections.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, well,
I didn't see
I'm
that.
Hip and with it. I know
you
what's
are
going
hip
on.
And with it, because on the positive news, the New Hampshire Senate passed marriage equality. They voted today. Today was apparently a big day. 13-11 in the Senate, 186-179 in the House. And because the Senate voted on a bill that has been amended since the House voted on it, it's got to go back to the House for a third reading, which should happen this week. Now, Governor John Lynch, who's the governor of New Hampshire, has expressed his preference for the same-sex civil unions already legal in New Hampshire, so we're not sure what he's going to do.
But he hasn't done what our fair governor
He has not come
did.
Out and said either that he's gay. Okay, ours didn't do that. But he also didn't come out and say that he's going to veto it, so that's okay. That's okay.
We'll take it.
And then, so it brought us to all the polls. Everything's about marriage. And we're going to talk with Kathy DeBono about marriage as well.
Yeah, did you hear that? The CBS poll was that?
Oh, that
CBS Time poll nationwide?
The support is growing and growing. It's 10% more than it was. Wasn't that it? It was 10% more than it was a month ago.
That's insane.
Well, that's some of the poll questions. So poll question number one, Becca. Will all the marriage legislation in New England encourage gays and lesbians to do more traveling there?
I'm going to travel with him.
Do you know, I perhaps could have read the entire question before I just read it to you on the air, because that's not what I thought this question was about. But let's just do what the question's about. Becca, will the marriage legislation in New England encourage gays and lesbians to do more traveling there? Yes, no, or not sure?
No, but if they're coming to visit, they should come and stop by. And...
Well, 90% said yes. But if you are one of those people, please stop by our show.
Send an email. Let us know.
Let us know that you're coming. We won't have the problems we had tonight. And then the other poll was, has the U.S. reached a tipping point on gay marriage? Yes, we are rolling ahead faster and faster. No, there will be a ferocious backlash. Or not sure, it's too early to tell. Becca?
I was leaning towards backlash until I saw the poll results today. And now I'm thinking, hey, maybe we're just past that point and we've got enough momentum to just plow on through.
Well, that's what people said. 49% said, yes, we are rolling ahead faster and faster.
I am a woman of the people.
You have to get business cards with that on it. That would be so fantastic if you got that. All right, we're going to play some music. So we are going to play a song called Big Sky. It is by one of my favorite people, Annie Lennox, and it is requested by tonight's guest, Kathy DeBono. Here you go, folks. All right, I'm thinking it's time to welcome a guest. How are you feeling about that?
I am so excited we have a guest.
Patient guest, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, thank God. Such drama. All right, we got to introduce you, guest. Here we go. Actress Kathy DeBono has appeared on everything from Chicago Hope to Star Trek Deep Space Nine. She made a huge splash, when she starred as Risa, the hot love interest in the movie Out at the Wedding. She was on X's and O's, on Logo. She played a hilarious therapist on the show Three Way. She's also the star of several vlogs, and we're going to talk about vlogs, which I think are the wave of the future. Kathy, do we think that vlogs are the wave of the future?
Is this like a video blog?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to get to that.
Translate for me.
We're going to get there, Becca. Okay. We'll get there. Vlogs like What's Your Problem and We Have to Stop Now. And in December, Becca, over on SheWired.com, beating out Ellen and Rachel Maddow, Kathy DeBona was voted the number one on the list of women who love women. Kathy DeBona, welcome to the show, So Gay. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me, you guys.
Kathy, you are officially...
I'm glad you got your tech stuff worked out.
No idea what you're talking about, Kathy.
Was that on the down low? I didn't realize.
I don't think anyone noticed that half-hour late start time.
To what are you even referring, Kathy? first of all, tell us about the Dyna, because I read on your site you were at the Dyna, you were having fun at the Dyna.
Ken, we were supposed to be there.
I know, but Kathy went in our stead. Kathy, how was the Dyna?
The Dyna was exhausting.
Okay.
It's fun. It's got, it's one of the biggest lesbian events of the whole year. I sort of avoided it until now because, quite frankly, that many lesbians in one place is a little frightening to me. It's just very stressful. But it's very fun. Okay. Everybody goes there and just lets their hair down and can be around what's normally a minority, which is a bunch of gay women all in one place.
Now, did anyone ask about us?
You know what? They were asking me constantly. I finally had to just get a handler to keep them away.
You're the best guest ever.
She understands sarcasm.
Yes, no, it's good. All right, Kathy, we have some news to talk with you about. Can we talk about some news with you?
Yes, please.
All right. So Kathy's out in California. Don't go stalk her. We're giving away her state, but she's out in California. And whereas the news used to be about a certain proposition, these days... And all sorts of serious news. These days, it's only about one thing in California, and that's Miss California. Kathy, what is
Miss California?
Miss California in the Miss USA pageant.
Oh, I have to be honest. I am not at all tuned in to the whole Miss California situation. So Miss California is in the USA pageant.
She is the one who, during the Miss USA pageant, for her, the question and answer period, she picked Perez Hilton's name out of the fishbowl, and Perez asked her about gay marriage. And
I caught a piece of this, but I don't know the whole story. Tell me what happened.
Well, this is your Miss USA representative, Kathy. You could show a little more loyalty. And, this is not really.
Am I being a little obvious about how much I care about Miss USA? I'm sorry.
I'm just saying you could care a little bit more. She was not. I was going to say she was at the Dyna. She was not.
She wasn't. What did she say?
She said, "I think it's great that people have a choice." But no offense to anybody, I was brought up, I think this is a direct quote too, I was brought up to think that marriage is all in between a man and a woman. So the first thing is, no, everyone doesn't have the choice, it's only a few states. But she has become this lightning rod about gay marriage, when in fact, it was Perez Hilton asking an incendiary question during the Miss USA pageant. It was the biggest excitement during the pageant. Do we care about this, Kathy? Why is this the biggest story?
I really don't know why that's a big story.
It's everywhere.
This might sound mean. Does anyone really care about beauty pageants anymore?
Apparently, Perez.
Hey,
Hilton does.
Whoa, now.
Becca.
I'm pretty sure that's against our FCC regulations. Right there. Do you know how we have only ever received one negative email? I think, but now. We're going to be flooded with all of
the Miss USA people.
With all the people who love beauty pageants.
I really liked your show, but then that Kathy DeBono actress lady started going off about Miss USA.
I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't mean to cause a beauty pageant uproar. I don't know. I don't think that they're very... I don't understand them.
Yeah.
I don't understand the draw to them. I don't understand why women would want to do them. Have you guys seen this show... with the little kids who are in beauty pageants? They're like three.
It's really scary.
In a beauty pageant?
They used to have a whole series on Bravo on that. And it was, I think it was mostly about their parents. But it was actually about
that's
the
what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What is it called? It creeps me out. Don't you think it just kind of, I'm going to be like, sound so serious here and be such a downer, but don't you think they just sort of perpetuate everything that creates eating disorders.
Oh my gosh.
And
oh,
and all kinds of depression and
self-hatred,
and I don't know, what are they good for? Like, what do they accomplish?
Well, that was actually a big story.
They're earning scholarships for college.
And they're finding world peace, Kathy, who apparently is not a fan of world peace. No, actually, that was a big story last
we
week.
We should put that on the on the website.
It wasn't a particularly gay story, but I think it was the Miss World or Miss Universe pageant. I don't know. There's probably all of these pageants, but the Miss Universe pageant, one of the contestants, there was a big uproar. This was last week or the week before, because she was so thin that her BMI, her body mass index, was like 15%, which is about 5% someone who should be in inpatient therapy. So, yes. That's not good. Well, okay.
I don't understand. You can tell I have a strong reaction to them, and I just don't pay attention to them. And I don't believe that they're still so popular. I'm like, really, haven't we caught on yet that they're just not good for people?
Apparently not.
I'm being a downer, aren't I?
Downer. No. Well, we're gonna do some inspiration. We're doing some Kathy DeBono inspiration right now. One of the other stories that was out there was connected to this. It was connected. And it was all about Perez Hilton, because all of a sudden Perez Hilton went from being Gossip Guy.
Ken is all about Perez Hilton lately. I don't know.
I can't stand him. He's all about being. Sorry, Becca just put her head in her hands. This is why you keep us from getting sued, Becca.
But, once again, the opinions expressed on this show.
They don't represent anything but me and Kathy. That's it. Okay, so Perez Hilton went from being the big Gossip Guy to being champion for gay rights. And a lot of the stories that were out there this week were, this one in particular on, I think it was 365gay.com, was, does Perez Hilton represent you? And it was all about how I don't want Perez Hilton representing me, and I want a more
positive. Is he running for office?
No, but he is the gay champion right now. So Kathy DeBono, because you have so much going on, you're on all these vlogs, which we're going to talk about in a second, so you don't have time to be out there representing all gay issues. What type of person do you want representing you out there? Who do you want to be? Paint us a picture of your champion.
A picture of my champion? Well, can one person really do it? I mean, can there be one person who represents all of us? I think that's kind of the problem out there anyway, is that the whole straight world, who doesn't really know us, thinks that there might be one picture of what gay means, and there just isn't, right? I mean, right. We're all completely different human beings, just like straight people are. So I guess, in answer to your question, I would just want someone with integrity.
There you go.
And I don't care what they look like or how effeminate they are, what their style is, or, you know, if they have integrity and they're going after the right thing, then that would be cool.
All right. And then you've been doing a lot of work on, you did a lot of work on Proposition 8. One of the websites said Kathy DeBono is in the trenches, which I just thought was a great phrase. I would put that on my business card. I would put
with
that
hard hat on.
With a heart, is
on
that
a,
true?
On a lesbian on business a lesbian? Card, oh, that might come off the wrong
that
way.
Would be no, I think it would be amazing. I market that in a second. Tell us about what it means to be in the trenches. What's got you fired up these days? What have you fought for, and what kind of experiences have you had?
Well, I don't think I was the only one that got fired up here. I live in West Hollywood. I live basically in Gayville here in Los Angeles. And I don't think I was the only one that got fired up when Prop 8 got passed.
Right.
I could not believe that Prop 8 got passed. I mean, I think all of us sort of looked around and went, what? Like, really? Is everyone still that far behind that they would bother to pour thousands and thousands of dollars into keeping us from getting married? Something that doesn't even touch their lives. And it made me realize that, you know, living here in Gayville in West Hollywood, I can forget how far behind the rest of the world still is.
Yeah.
And how, you know, how closeted people still have to be, how unsafe people still have to be, how scared people still are to come out. And I realized, you know, it's just not enough for us to not be more visible. I think everyone it's like, come on, we have to be more visible now. We have to. We can't hide anymore. We can't pretend anymore. We can't wait for the whole world to catch up. This is going on for too long now. This is ridiculous. The ignorance about gay people, and really, they don't want us to get married, really? Like, doesn't that sort of emulate the heterosexual standard?
Right.
You'd think that they'd want us, our lives, to look like theirs. I think it's because they don't know us as human beings.
Right.
They just know I imagine people voting against this don't really know any gay people, like really know them.
Right.
They might have a guy at work, or they might, I don't know. I can't imagine that you can get to know another human being who's gay and not figure out that they're just a human being who loves someone else just like you.
It's this weird...
It doesn't make sense to me.
It's such a bizarre, bizarre disconnect, as if it's somehow you're able to not personalize this issue, when in fact it's an extraordinarily personal issue. And so that people are able to keep their distance from it, it's almost impressive, but, you know, not.
Right, right. That's what... you were talking about video blogs and online things before, and this web series that... that we just did, We Have to Stop Now. One of the things that I really love about it is it's about this couple, and they're a lesbian couple, but the entire show, you can watch the entire first season, has nothing to do with being gay.
Yeah.
It's just a story about people, and they happen to be a lesbian couple. They're a couple of therapists, and they're in therapy, and it's about relationships, and we wanted to make something that wasn't about dildo jokes or soft porn or about coming out or about HIV or about, you know, all of the obvious gay-themed content that
right.
is really important and really had to be there and has its place. But I think we're really ready to be represented as, like, Jesus, we're just people. You know, we're just human beings
with
lives and relationships.
Yeah.
And that's what we wanted to do with the series We Have to Stop Now. And I think we accomplished that. I think we really created characters and people that anybody could relate to. And I think we have a responsibility as gay people making content to take it to that next level now. Because as you're saying, there is such a disconnect from the humanity that, I mean, seriously, it's so simple. And gay people are just attracted to the same sex. Really, everything else is exactly the same.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So, okay, can we move on to our fun part, Becca? Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Kathy, this
can
is the
we
part.
Move on to what?
We're moving on to the fun part, and this is going to be particularly fun for you because...
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Well, we'll find out in 2 seconds. Because unless I got some bad information, Kathy, you have a master's degree in clinical psychology. Is that...
Is this true?
Are those lies?
This is true. Yes,
all right.
I do.
So this is the part in the show where we take the songs that you've submitted to us, and you get to tell us what they say about you.
What they say about me?
Yes. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
This is a whole different, you know,
it's
usually
a whole other level.
Yeah, our guests don't usually have a master's degree in clinical psychology, so this is going to be, this is
oh,
big.
Geez, pressure.
This is big. All right. Let's start with one of my, and I have to tell you, Becca, this is one of my favorite things, because when the guests submit 4 songs.
Well, you already said one of them was one of your favorite songs, so it's kind of like
it's
she's analyzing
exciting.
You.
I had 2 of the songs already on my iPod.
Which one that you liked?
Well, I love Big Sky by Annie Lennox.
Oh,
what does that one say
yeah.
about you?
Or Ken.
Doesn't that just move you?
It's
That's
fantastic.
A very moving
no, it's
song.
A great song.
She suffers from depression big time.
Oh, I didn't actually
so
know that.
See? Knowing that, doesn't the song feel even different, more different now?
It's a completely different song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. I got to go listen to the song again now.
Depression.
Okay, so that's
song,
one of...
That song moves me.
That's one
that
of my
song.
Favorite songs. And then I have to say, and this is a... I don't think I've ever actually said this phrase in my entire life. One of the sexiest songs ever made is Drive by Melissa Ferrick.
That is a true statement. That is a true
Isn't
statement.
It?
That is a sexy song.
That's exactly what I would have said about it, and I don't, there's no way around it. That is one of the hottest, sexiest songs I've ever heard, which is why I chose it. I was like, we need to play this one.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Now tell us about, what does As Good As It Gets from Beth Hart say about you?
Yeah, I love Beth Hart. Are you familiar with Beth Hart?
I don't really know Beth Hart.
I don't at all, but I'm always out of the loop.
Beth Hart is, you know, she hasn't really gotten a lot of acclaim in the mainstream, and that might be she had a big meth problem for a while, and she was just wild and crazy, and I'm sure shot herself in the foot in many different ways. But if you ever have the opportunity to see Beth Hart live, I would go. I mean, she's the most amazing thing I've seen live in a really long time. She's got that spark that comes from her soul that's much like... that legends are made of, you know, like Janis Joplin and Mick Jagger and the people you see on stage that you just, they blow you away because there's something so raw and real coming through them. And that's Beth Hart. And as good as it gets, I love that song because she's kind of singing about just pushing through and reaching for the best. And it's only going to be as good as it gets until you just throw your whole self into it, regardless of what you're doing wrong or what you're doing right. She grabs life by the balls.
All right.
I love Beth Hart.
Oh, that's
another. And she's clean now. She cleaned herself up. She's not, she's clean and sober, and it's been several years now, and she's still making really raw, talented stuff.
Again, Kathy, I want on the back of your business card, I want wears a hard hat in the trenches, and I want to see grabs life by the balls. I think that needs to be on the card. I think it needs to be there. All right, and the last song.
That is a clinical psychology term, grabbing life by the balls.
Hey, I'm all with you. It's not my master's degree, so I'm trusting you on that one. And then the song.
That's going to be his business card.
That is my business card. That's what my PhD is trusting other people. And then the song that's going to play you out. Tell us a little bit about what Three More Days says about you.
Three More Days. I don't know if it says anything about me necessarily, other than I also find it to be a very sexy song.
All right.
And it's got that bluesy, rock and roll, sexy feel to it. And there is nothing like coming home to the person you're in love with. And that song has that sort of focus in it.
Oh, okay. Very All nice. Right. We can stop right there. There are FCC guidelines, Kathy. We got to stop right there. So... we're trying to not get sued tonight. Kathy, if people want to check out more of what you're doing right now and want to learn all about vlogs, where should they go? What should our listeners know about right now?
Well, they can come to my website, kathydebono.com, and check it out there. It's a work in progress right now. I'm building on it. There's a video player there right now with We Have to Stop Now, the web series, playing on a loop. And it's also there with Spanish subtitles if you wanted to see it. And there's a chat room there where there's a group of great girls hanging out. I did some live broadcasts from the Dyna from my iPhone.
Yes, you did.
And it's just sort of, my website's turned into like this really cool community where people are just hanging out and chatting with each other, and I love it. So I'm going to be adding all my video blogs there, What's Your Problem, and anything else that I'd be involved with. I have a film coming out this spring called And Then Came Lola that's going to be in the film festivals. And
that one was too hot for Facebook. And Then Came Lola. Didn't you have a big scandal with Facebook?
There was a poster of me and Ashley Sumner and Jill Bennett, the other two actresses in the film, and Facebook wouldn't allow the producers to use it as an ad because it looked like a lesbian three-way. But they have since caved on that.
Have they?
So I guess they're using it now.
All right. So we have we're putting a check mark in the victory column for
Absolutely.
That one.
Absolutely.
All right. That works. Well, Kathy DeBono, you by far get the label of our most flexible, understanding guest. Not that we had any problems today. But just generally
not that you did at all.
Generally we just feel that you're understanding and flexible.
And wonderful.
And wonderful. And in the trenches.
Thank you very much for having me, you guys.
All right.
It was fun.
Thank you so much. And folks, go grab life by the balls. Go check out Kathy DeBono's website and take it from there, folks. Do some good. Thanks so much, Kathy.
All right, you guys.
Have a great night.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Come on.
That was a song called Three More Days by Ray LaMontagne. You want to do a shout out? You can do your shout out.
Absolutely. I had a great email exchange with one of our listeners named Keith, and I just want to say hey to Keith, and please keep listening and keep emailing. And if anyone else wants to email us, they can do so at thisshowisogay@AOL.com. We absolutely read all of our mail and respond.
We respond to everyone. I'm so, and on behalf of Ken and Becca, we're so appreciative of all the emails and the communication we get. Where, you know, we can be very self-effacing about it because we really mean it. That being on iTunes has been amazing, and having thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people listening has just been incredible. Because we're here on a Wednesday night on Main Street in Brattleboro because we like seeing each other and we like talking about these issues.
We
and so,
sure do.
Having people listen and checking this out and sending us emails, I promise you we will respond. And again, for the third straight week, if you live in Tennessee and you are listening to this show, you can win a magnet. So just send us an email at thisshowisogay@AOL.com. Also check out our website at thisshowisogay.com. Another shout out to Jason. Now Jason is listening to our show for the first time tonight, Becca. And
Jason, what a week to pick. Please try again next week.
So he was listening and he uploaded it on his iTunes, and our show came up right below We Are the World. And I thought, oh, well, gosh, if we're going to come up somewhere, it's got to come up there. So one other story this week that...
So we're going to go right from We Are the World to, like, negativity.
Yes.
And we're going to end on an angry note. Sorry.
We're ending on an angry note.
Carrie,
no, it's a happy story, but I'm going to do my top three list. So this comes from our loyal listener, James. And James sent us a story about the first really big gay-themed library, which celebrated its opening in Fort Lauderdale this week. The Stonewall Library and Archives, a collection of gay-themed materials that was the subject of political controversy 2 years ago, celebrated its grand opening in Fort Lauderdale last Thursday.
Feel like I've been hearing about that for years.
Well, it's the largest independent circulating gay-themed library with about... So it's not the first. I'm sorry. It's the largest with about 20,000 books and movies. So if you're down in the Fort Lauderdale area or you want to do a field trip, go check out this library. And it spawned my top three comments of the week. Now, I did get an email that said, why do you do those top three comments? You're just highlighting the negativity.
We want people to be fired up. And also,
I think
sometimes
they're funny.
They're kind of funny.
I think they're funny just because, for some reason, I think reading them and picking the most vitriolic, mean statements out there that are in the comment sections of these stories, it just gives power. It gives power to me. It makes me feel powerful because they're so ridiculous. And I think it also depowers them because it's these people writing in the loneliness of their homes. And I like giving them a voice because their voice is so ridiculous. So at number three, in regards to the gay theme library, number three, it's official. The world is going to hell. Now, I like that one, Becca, because in every single story, that comment is on there. So it doesn't matter if it's gay marriage.
Do you think it's like the same lady?
I don't know. It doesn't matter if it's gay marriage. It doesn't matter if it's Obama being elected. It doesn't matter if it's the Fort Lauderdale gay
library.
Well,
the world's going to hell or the world is ending,
no,
which is the other one.
It's official. The world's going to hell. So that's number three. Number two, I'm even cringing
FCC,
a little.
FCC.
Number two, does it have a first aids section? So we want to give a shout out to MRED511, who posted that over and over next to this story, because you're ridiculous. Bring it on, MRED511. And number one, and I feel like my theme is I end with number one, the one I don't understand at all. Number one, gay theme library. Well, what did the gay librarian say to the one who took the book out? Bring it back on time. I don't get it. I think that's more of a if this was about the Bugs Bunny library opening in Fort Lauderdale, that would have made sense. But so
what was that?
But they win.
I think they win for a quizzical
They win
commentary.
Because I didn't understand it. We really want to encourage people to take action. We do it all the time. We tell people to take action. But we really mean it tonight because we had problems tonight. We had technical difficulties, and we were going to go home. And then we said, you know what?
We love our listeners. We can't just listeners. Give up and go home.
We're not going to. And we have an amazing guest who was so understanding. So we really thank Kathy DeBono for sticking with us tonight.
But remember, we're on a tiny little community radio station in Brattleboro, Vermont. And we have technical issues sometimes. Well,
but I think the point of that part of the story is that it's so easy for you guys to get your voice out there. We got a great email last week that said, you know, I'm just so impressed that you take the initiative to do this and that there's such power in your voice. This was easy. It was really easy to get a show on a local access community radio station. It was really easy to get on iTunes. And it was really easy after I paid off a student to get a website. And that's it. That's what our show is.
And now we just get to be big mouths.
Yeah. Exactly.
We just show up.
Use your voice. Use your voice, folks. That's what it's there for. Go join our Facebook group. Just search for The Show So Gay or go to theshowsogay.com and go to the contact section and you can link right up to our Facebook group and tell some other people about it too. And that's pretty much it. It's been a whirlwind hour, I would say. Whirlwind hour?
Yeah, wow. It felt like half that.
Because it essentially was. Because, folks, as you're out there this week and you're thinking about stuff, what we want to say to you is, you know, why, Becca, why be gay when you can be
so gay?